first question I ask everybody is, what drew you to run for the school board? You're an incumbent. You've been there for a while.
Yes.
What makes you continue coming back to that environment?
It's 100% my kids. So I have three teenagers on the north side of St. Cloud. They go to Apollo and North. And, you know, for them, St. Cloud School District has been wonderful. And St. Cloud School District is not without its challenges as well. And so the last 4 years on the board, we've really been working towards some great things. You'll see in our strategic plan what those great things are that we'll continue to do. But we have some challenges in some students not being able to thrive as much as others in many areas of their life. And so we are really committed to our mission to make sure that everyone can have a safe place to come to school that's caring and that they feel like they belong.
Let's talk a little bit about those successes. It's always good to get a chance to kind of cheer on your own school.
Yes.
So in your opinion, what does District 742 do really well, better than anybody else?
Yeah, better than anybody else. The number one thing I usually say is advanced placement in senior to sophomore classes. So we have the most classes available for students to be able to graduate with 1 or 2 years under their belt of college. So my son who graduates this year from Apollo, he will have either 1 or 1.5 years of college done. For free. And that's not, he hasn't gone to St. Cloud State at all. He has actually just stayed at Apollo, done AP courses, and then also done senior to sophomore courses, which are college level courses held at Apollo. Out of anyone in this area, we have the most to offer in that area.
Senior to sophomore classes. That's something I've never heard of before.
Okay.
Basically, the goal is for seniors in high school to take those freshman level classes in college. So in essence, they skip that freshman year?
Yeah, you got it. And that is really a great partnership that we have with SCTCC and SCSU as well. And those really transfer directly in all Minnesota schools. And my kids are looking to go to either, or my one kid is looking to go to either U of M or Stanford. It doesn't transfer much to Stanford.
But I guess not.
Stanford could do what they want. But U of M, it would transfer pretty well. And so he's looking forward to that. But the other thing that's really great about us is our diversity and our acceptance of all students and how we value diversity. Diversity can just be a thing that is had, but to value it means that we know we can learn from everyone. We know that kids that first come here, maybe from a refugee camp, that it's their first experience in seventh grade with being in a school, that we not only have something to teach that child, but we also have something to learn from that child. When we are able to be around folks of different religions, different cultures, different ethnicities, different skin colors, different sexual orientations, and we're able to live in an open-handed way, then we're able to really learn from each other and just be better humans. I always think of Paul Wellstone, who said, when we all do better, we all do better. And at 742, we really believe that.
Now, you've been on the board for a number of years. There are dark clouds in the horizon. There are challenges. There are things that keep you up at night.
100%. And I think that that's what's great about being an incumbent is your first couple of years in office, it's drinking from the fire hose. So how in the world do I read this millions and millions of dollars of budget? And what do you mean we have a cross subsidy of, you know, negative $15 million a year that the government is not giving us an unfunded mandates? Like, how do you wrap your head around those really big things and still take a look at where are we not succeeding in the ways that we need to with kids? Number one for me is our 4-year graduation rate has to get better. Our 7-year graduation rate is either the same as the state or actually better than the state in some areas. But our 4-year graduation rate needs some work.
Explain to me the difference between a 7-year graduation rate and a 4-year graduation rate.
Yes. Something I didn't know until I was on the board is that your child can go to public school until 21. If they maybe have had limited or interrupted education and don't have enough credits to graduate, they can have up to 7 years to do so. And there's some exceptions through that, but basically the state wants everybody to graduate and wants everybody to have a diploma. And with the 4-year graduation rate, when you have had interrupted education, when you've moved a lot, when kids and families have moved a lot, there can be some credits that they're missing. And so one of the things that we're really focusing on, especially in the high school and middle school level, is credit recovery. And what that looks like is during the school year and during the summer, both before and after school and during school, we are really naming the credits that kids need to get and to make up, and then figuring out ways to do that so that there can be more than 1 year of school gained in 1 year for the kids that need it.
All right, so that's a challenge looking forward. Are there any other challenges that you think are going to present themselves to the parents in the district in the next couple of years?
So the challenge that we continue to have is also to do with our MCA scores not being great. And the challenge with that is it is a marker to say, hey, we do need to do better as a district. And at the same time, that's a point in time of one test for one kid. And so the way that we're going about hopefully bringing that up is to really look at more of an approach that doesn't just look at the MCAs as the only thing we're looking at for students. We're really utilizing a growth mindset to say, where do we see growth throughout the year, not just taking the MCA score 1 year and looking at it the next year and saying, well, you're in the same percentile or you only went up a few. Instead, using data and teaching our teachers to use data and be data literate to say, here's what my students are telling me they know and they don't know. And then how do I, when I know what they don't know, how can I reteach or teach again what they don't know so that they can master it?
I give everybody this opportunity. It's the elevator speech. It's the campaign speech. Why Natalie for District 742 School Board?
Yes, Natalie Ringsmuth for District 42 School Board because I love St. Cloud. I love our schools. I believe in our teachers, and I believe in all of our students. I believe our students deserve a new day every day, that when they come in the day after they may have had an incident with another student or a teacher, that teachers and faculty and staff are able to say, you're welcome here, and we believe in you.